Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on September 21 regarding Elizabeth Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Rivera as described in the report cited above. Appeared you've now requested my opinion regarding any permanency with respect to the right shoulder. Period. You will recall that when initially evaluated here, she described that she injured her neck and right shoulder after the accident and went to the emergency room 2 days later. Appears she went on for an extensive course of treatment, including surgery on the cervical spine. Appears she also had numerous diagnostic studies, none of which incorporated the right shoulder. Appears, in point of fact, she does not appear to have had any diagnostic studies or clinical assessments of right shoulder pathology. Period. When originally seen here, she complained of, quote, pain everywhere, period, end quote. She did not localize any pain to the right shoulder. Period. However, she did demonstrate guarded range of motion about the right shoulder that was non-reproducible. Period. This was evidenced in her decreased and guarded abduction and flexion to 160 degrees, although her bra clasp posteriorly at T8, period. A paragraph, considering all of the above, it is my opinion there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder, period. And that is the end.